Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Vochim Daf Chof Vov. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a Mark Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara Marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the daf before the shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. Our shiur today will be beginning from the very bottom of daf Chof Hei Amid Beis. Before we begin the shiur, let us take note of some of our markings. We have to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, opposite the bottom line of the Gemara, you'll see a Roman numeral number 1. This corresponds with a Roman numeral number 2 that you will see 3 lines from the top of Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph. We have on the outside margin of our Gemara, in our marked Gemara edition, we have featured a Nosei and Mivneh heading. Nosei represents the topic of the Sugya and Mivneh, a structural note. In this case, we have featured a Roman numeral number 1 and 2, and we've indicated in our note, Shnei Beis Shlovim, 2 stages, B'divrei Rebbe Elozar, within the Shita of Rebbe Elozar, B'mikra Shel He, the Korban, Bifnim, V'raglea B'chutz, where you have a situation of the animal, the sacrifice, is inside the Azora, and its legs are outside of the Azora. We'll have 2 situations. One is Chotach V'achakach Shochat, where one cut off the legs and then shechted. And a second situation of Chotach V'achakach Kibel, where one cut off the legs of the Korban after it was shechted, but before Kabbalah Sadam, and then after he cut off the legs, he then did Kabbalah Sadam. Turning to the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Ami, Omar Rabbi Lozer, He bifnim v'raglea b'chutz. The basic animal is inside the Azora, and the legs of the animal are outside the Azora. Chotach v'achakach shochat k'shera. If he cut off the legs and then did the shechita, then everything is fine. Of course, this is going to be subject to change as the Gemara develops, but at this point in time, what is the issue at hand? The issue at hand concerns the blood of the korban that was not in the Azora. After all, the korban blood that is received at the point of shechita, that is then used for zrikas adam on the mizbeach. And it's important that the elements that are used for matering the korban do not leave the Azora. If you have a situation of the legs of the animal are outside the Azora, the legs, the blood within the legs, that's part of the anatomy of the animal, the blood that's flowing in those vessels eventually flows back into the animal, and when it's shechted, so the blood that was at the time of shechita in the legs rushes out through the neck of the animal that was just cut. So in effect, you're talking about dam that was in the legs that then at the point of shechita flows up through the animal and out its neck, and then used eventually as for zrika on the mizbeach. So what do you have? You have blood that was outside the Azora that's being used for zrika sadam, and we don't want that. So in this first scenario, first of 2 scenarios that we have under our Roman numeral number 1, we seemingly solved the problem by cutting off the legs first and then doing the shechita, so that the point of the shechita, the blood that rushes through the animal's body, none of it is outside the Azora, because the problematic blood has been removed from the situation by having the legs cut off before the shechita. So at the point of shechita, all of the animal that is being shechted is inside the Azora. The second scenario is shochat v'achar kachotach, where shechita was done and then the legs are cut off, psula. That's no good because of the reason that we already explained, that at the point of shechita, part of the animal, in this case its legs, were outside the Azora. And as such, the blood that comes from that point up through the neck of the animal during Kabbalah Sadam will be blood that was outside, and that's no good. The Gemara asks, though, on case one, which you thought was kosher, how can that be? Chotach v'yachar kach shochat k'shero, that's what you said in case one. How is that so? Valmum ko makriv. If you cut off the legs before the shechita, what were you, in effect, slaughtering? You were slaughtering a blemished animal, a footless animal. So that can't possibly be a kosher korban. Elo emo. Rather, if there is what to say about this situation, say as follows. Chotach v'achar kach kibel k'shero. At the time of shechita, the animal was not blemished. Right after it was shechted, they swiftly cut off its legs, and then did Kabbalah Sadam, and then received the blood. Kibel v'achar kach shochat. If, however, they first received the blood, in other words, they shechted an unblemished animal, the blood was mekubal, they collected the blood, and then afterwards cut off its legs, psula. That's no good, because you're in effect being mekabel dam that was outside the azara. The Gemara goes now over case one and asks a question. Case one of Roman numeral number two. Chotach v'achar kach kibel k'shero. Is that really so? That is, that between the shechita and the Kabbalah, you made it a blemished animal, and you're saying that that's okay, but that's not really so. V'homer Rabbi Zeiro, hatzorem oizen hapar v'achar kach kibel domoi posel. This is a halacha that we've learned on the previous daf, that if they notched the animal's ear between the shechita and the Kabbalah, that is unacceptable. It's posel, shenemar. And how do we know that at the point of Kabbalah the animal must be unblemished? The lokach midam hapar. And this posuk is a reference to Kabbalah Sadam. And we say from here, par shehoya kvar. The status of the par at the point of Kabbalah must be the same status that it enjoyed before the Kabbalah, namely at the point of Shechita. Just like at the point of Shechita you are insistent that it be unblemished, so too at the point of receiving the dam it has to be unblemished. So how can you say that cutting off the legs and then doing the Kabbalah Sadam is considered okay? We now will see a solution. Omar Rav Chisda, Omar Avimi, Choteich Bo'ever Ad Shemagia La'etzem. What we're really suggesting here is that we're not going to completely cut off the legs. We're rather going to do the shechita, and immediately after the shechita, after the slaughtering, cut into the bone, but not including the bone, cut down in the flesh till the bone, thereby stopping the blood flow from that which was outside the azara. But the animal remains what's considered unblemished in the sense that even though it has a gash in its leg, that doesn't create a halachic status of baal mum. And then you do the Kabbalah Sadam, and at that point you're being the Kabbalah Dam that was not outside the Azorah. Continuing in the Gemara, Kibel v'achar kachotach psula. This was stated above, in Roman numeral number 2, case 2, where you did Kabbalah and then cut off its legs, we say that that's posel, and that's a result of the dam that is mixed in, the dam that was, we're talking about dam that was outside the azor, that's mixed in. So the Gemara asks, based on this, should we conclude the following? Shamis mino, should we conclude dam hamuvlo be'evorim dam hu, that blood that's absorbed in limbs is considered dam? And if you consider it dam, consider, we're talking about legal categorizing right now, we're not talking about issues of biology, but as far as legal categories of dam, there are different situations of dam, and the different situations of dam result in different penalties for its consumption. But by the fact that we're saying that the dam that's absorbed in the legs, that if it were part of the dam that would be accumulated in the Kabbalah, you would be
it would be considered ruined. That's showing us that that's a that the dam in the legs is serious dam, and if it's serious dam, we would also be chayev a kores penalty, because if it were not considered real dam, then why would it become nifsa? Why would it become invalid as far as the psul of yotze is concerned, the psul of having left the azara? If it's not real dam, it's no worse than water, and water wouldn't ruin the dam that I'm mekabel, that I accumulate after the shechita. So from the fact that we're saying that in the case of kibel v'achar kachotach is psula, and what created the psul over there? It was the dam that was in the legs that's getting mixed in with the dam that I'm mekabel. It shows that that is real dam, and that it's only its only problem is the fact that it was outside the azara. So that shows us that this is considered real dam, and it should carry with it a penalty of kores. And in fact, we know that that's not the case. Namely, dam hamuvlo beivorim, dam that's absorbed in the limbs, is not the type of dam that carries with it kores. So, but if it really does postulate, then it should be considered chayev kores. The Gemara says, Dilma mishum shamnunis. The problem here with the legs being outside the azara, while Kabbalah is taking place, is not because of the dam per se. It's rather because of the shamnunis, the fats that are in the dam that were outside the azara. And the shamnunis has a din of basar. And it's as such, the problem here is bosar that was yotze before the Kabbalah Saddam. So the Gemara now asks, Shamis Mina, from this observation, should we conclude, Basar Kodshim Kalim, She Yotza Lifnei Zrikas Dam Pasul? This is, by the way, part of a marking that we have. We have an inverted crown form. The Mivneh heading on the side is explained. Nisyonos lehochiach, attempts to prove that Besar Kodshim Kalim, that the meat, including the fats, of light level sanctity sacrifices, namely Kodshim Kalim, Shiyotsu Lifnei Zrikas Dam, that leaves the Azora before the Zrikas Hadam, is posel. So that's what it seems from here. If we're saying that Kibel V'Acharka Chotach is a problem, and you refuse to say that the problem is a dam-related problem, the only problem left is the shamnunis problem. And the shamnunis represents bosar. And if you're telling me that this is posel, that kibel v'akach kotach psula, that the korban is posel, why is the korban posel? Not because of the blood, but rather because it's because of the meat of the korban that left the Azara, and we're talking about meat of Kodshim Kalim that left the Azara before Zrikas Dam. And it seems that that is possible. And by the way, of course, this is a sugya, this is something that would actually come to challenge Shitas Rabbi Yochanan, who is machshir a situation like that. Rabbi Yochanan is found much later in the Masichta, but for the time being, that's the source of wonderment of the Gemara. Namely, should we conclude this halacha that Besar Kodshim Kalim that was Yotzlif Nezrikas Dam is possible? That would be a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan, and it's unlikely that Rabbi Yochanan would say something that's incorrect. So the Gemara says, we're not going to conclude what you just tried to conclude, but rather the din of Rabbi Elazar, who is the author of this section of Gemara. He was found at the bottom of Chof Hamud Beis. We had underlined his name. The din of Rabbi Elazar is Bekotche Kotchim. It's talking about the high-level sanctity-type korbanos. With regard to those, there we say that the bosar that left the Azara before the Zrikas Dam, that it is posel. But as far as Kodshim Kalim is concerned, there is a difference. With regard to Kodshe Kodshim, that meat is never designed to leave the Azara. with regard to Kachim Kalim, since eventually it is allowed to leave the Azara, certainly after Zrikas Adam, there is a heter to eat Kachim Kalim in all of Yerushalayim, it leaves the Azara. Therefore, even if it leaves before the Zrikas Adam, it may very well not create a problem, a psul for the korban. Tanu Rabbanan. We have a Tanaic source. We have within this Tanaic source, the Tanaic source is bound by the frame around it, which sets Tanaic literature in our marking system apart from the rest of the Gemara. We also have diamonds that appear in this source, and they feature, and as is explained on the side of our Gemara under our Nosei Mivne heading, Koche Kochim and Kochim Kalim. Mikum Shchitason, we're going to be discussing the location of these types of sacrifices at the point of their Shchita, the Kabbalah Stomim, and their location with regard to at the time of the receipt of their blood. Mikum HaBehemo, we'll discuss the location of the animal, and Mikum HaShoichet VaMekabel, and the location of the one who is slaughtering, the person who is slaughtering and who is receiving the dam. So we're talking about the location of the animal and location of the persons involved. Turning to the Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Koche Kochim, Shchitasu Batzofon, the location for the sacrificing or for the slaughtering of the holy, the high-level holiness korbanus is in the northern part of the Azara. The kibul daman b'kli shares, the receipt of their blood, must be in a surface vessel, batzafon, also in the northern half of the Azara. When we say northern half, we have to bear in mind previous sugyas that we've seen already in this mesechta that dealt with the specific definition of tzafon. This was the subject of discussion on the Gemara in previous Dapim, as we say in this particular Perek even. So the Gemara continues, Omad Badarom v'hoshit yodo v'tzafon v'shochat. If the shochet, the slaughterer, was standing on the southern half, just over the line, so to speak, that divides north from south, as he was standing on the southern part of the Azara, and he extended his hand with the knife in it to the neck of the animal, which was located in the tzafon, in the northern half. That's v'hoishit yodo latzafon v'shochat. Shchitasu k'shera. It's okay. The shchit is okay. In other words, we see from here that the slaughterer's northern position is inconsequential. What's important is the animal's location. Kibel Kabbalah Subsula. If someone was Mekabel, gathered the blood, received the blood while he was standing in the south, in the Dorom, it would be unacceptable. Hichnis Roshav Rubo, if the Mekabel Dam bent over his head and most of his body to the northern half, Kiilu Nichnas Kulo, that would be acceptable. That would be considered as if he was considered completely in the north. Once again, Roshe Verubo of the Makabel is considered as if he's completely in the north. Pirchasov Yatsasa Ladaro Vechazra Kshera. If the animal after the Shechita, Pirchasa is a jolting movement that's characteristic of animals right after they are slaughtered. It's a post-death type jerking motion. So in this case, the animal was mefarches, and as a result of these jerking movements, it moved itself into the southern half and then returned to the north. Rashi points out that the issue of returning to the north is really inconsequential, and the only reason the word chosra is used here is because of the term chosra that will appear when we get to the Kochim Kalim section of this source. But for the time being, we're looking at a situation of the animal after the Shechita. In other words, the animal shechted in the right location. It simply was mefarches and moved to the south. There's no, it's kshera, this is okay, because there's no, it's not considered a psul yotze when moving from north to south. The psul yotze of koche kochim is a problem only with leaving the walls of the Azara. That's being yotze mechutz la mechitzos. But movement of the animal after it's slaughtered properly, and we'll assume that the Kabbalah Sadam was also done properly with the in the right location, and after that the animal was mefarches to the south, that is not a problem. Kochim Kalim Shchitosim Bifnim, the Shchita location for Kochim Kalim, for the lower level sanctity sacrifices, is it must be inside the Azorah. V'kibel domon b'kli shoris bifnim. Omad b'chutz v'chnis yodo lifnim v'shochat. If the slaughterer stood outside the Azorah and extended his hand with a knife in it to shecht the animal that was located in the Azorah, shchitoso k'shera. That's okay. The shchita is fine. Kibel, if the mekabel dam was standing outside and extended his hand inside to receive the blood, kabaloso psula, that's unkosher, unacceptable. Hichnis roshev rubo, ki'ilo lo nichnas. If, in this case, he extended his head and most of his body inside the azora, that does not count. It's considered as if he was not nichnas. And this is learned from a posuk that will be featured later on in our limud. The Rashi quotes the limud and says it's based on the posuk. It says bevoyom el ol moed, and that bevoyom el ol moed indicates achiyovu kula, until he's entirely in the azara. And therefore, rosha verubo is not enough. Pirchasa v'yotzasa lachutz v'chazra psula. If the kochim kalim animal was mefarches, it did these jerking motions after the shechita, and then re-entered its posel. So we see from over here that the issue of yitziah from the walls of the azora and subsequent re-entrance, even though it re-entered, that does not help. Because it was, the problem here is that it was Yotze before the Zrika Saddam was done. The Zrika Saddam is known as the Matir. The Gemara asks, well, from here, just like we saw in the Gemara above, should we conclude Shamis Mino Basar Kochim Kalim Shiyotso Lefnei Zrikas Domim Psulim? Should we conclude, therefore, that the meat of Kochim Kalim that leaves the Azora before Zrikas Adam is done is ruined? The Gemara says that which it says here that Yitziah ruins Dilmo ba'alyo v'yoseres hakoved u'shtei kloyos. Maybe it's referring to those parts of the Kochim Kalim that are offered on the Mizbeach. And the Halacha says that the parts of a Kochim Kalim that are offered on the Mizbeach, and they're enumerated here, the Alyo and the Yoseres HaKoved and Shtei Kloyos, those have a din, they have a status of Kochei Kochim. So as such, Kochei Kochim, we know, has no place outside of the Azora. So that even though it's part of a Kochim Kalim, but since they're offered on the Mizbeach, they have a status of Kochei Kochim. And with regard to Kochei Kochim, there we can say that Kochei Kochim that are Yoytze Lefnei Zrikas Dam are Nifsal. We have to share a few words about this Gemara before we go on. First of all, we have a geometric form which draws our attention to the Nosei Mivneh heading we see on the side. This form represents Deois, opinions Behi Bifnim V'Ragla B'Chutz, concerning an issue we spoke about before where the animal is inside and its legs are outside. We will also see issues of Tolo and Nitle HaBehemo B'Shchita B'Kabbalah. Let's go over that note again. Tolo HaBehemo, where he suspended the animal off the ground either at the point of Shchita or at the point of Kabbalah. Nitle HaShoichet HaMekabel, or another situation where the Shochet, the person who was slaughtering or receiving the dam, where he was suspended off the floor while doing the Shechita or the Kabbalah. What is the Halacha then? So we see the different geometric forms. We see Avodah Shmuel featured, Abaye, and then Rava. In the first section of Gemara, until we get to Abaye, we'll find a very fascinating give and take between Avod Shmuel and Shmuel. These are early Amoroyim, the father of Shmuel, who appears fairly often in the Shas. He's referred to as Avod Shmuel, and his son Shmuel. In this case, Avod Shmuel will be asking his son Shmuel questions. We'll be able to count up the questions. We'll see as we go along in the Gemara. We've numbered them off as one, and then two Aleph and Beis, and three Aleph and Beis. So in effect, there are five questions, and we will see in a number of cases the term Ishtabashto is found. You'll see that with a dashed underline, where Shmuel answers his father's questions inaccurately. And you will see that in each one of the cases, his inaccuracy is based on the fact that the answer that he gives to a subsequent question is based on the answer that his father gave to the previous question. And that attempt on Shmuel's part will not yield fruits. The first question, though, passes by with a smooth answer. If the animal is inside the Azara and its legs are outside the Azara, is it mutter to shecht that lechatchila? Amalei, so Shmuel said, k'siv veheviyum lashem. Aj te kula lefnim. From the pasuk, you see that the animal should be completely within the Azara, and we'll make no allowance. We will not make any allowance on a lechatchila level where its legs are outside the Azara. Tola v'shochat mahu. The animal was suspended in air in the Azara and was shechted in that fashion while it was suspended off the ground. Omar le, Shmuel answers, k'shera. Omar le, his father says, ishtabashto, you are in error. Bo inon shchito al yerech v'leko. We require the shchita to take place al yerech hamizbeach. This is an expression that you find in the Torah. And the expression al yerech hamizbeach indicates at the foot of the mizbeach, mashma right next to the mizbeach, at the foot of the mizbeach, and namely on the floor, not suspended in midair. Let's read that again. Bo inon shchito al yerech veleka, and in veleka means and it is not when it's in a suspended state. Another question within the realm of shchita: nitle v'shochat mahu. The shochet suspended himself. He was suspended off the ground, and while he was in midair, he did the shchita. How? What is that? So, if we don't read on in the Gemara and we would just think about what was just answered, when Shmuel was corrected by his father, what was the correction? So the correction was that the animal must be on the ground. So it's reasonable to say that, well, we see that being on the ground is a necessity when it comes to Shechita. Therefore, regarding this question of the Shochet was suspended, what should be the din? So Shmuel answers, Amale Psula. Well, just like you said before, that when the animal is suspended, it's not acceptable. So too, when the shochet is suspended, it should be unacceptable. Amale. So his father answered, you messed up. Ishtabashta. Shchito al yerech, velo shochet al yerech. As far as the posuk that we referred to before, the interest of the Torah is only for the animal to be on the floor, not the shochet. Another question. Nitle v'kibel mahu. Well, if the kohen who does the kabbalas adam was suspended off the ground, is that okay? So what we saw a moment ago, we saw with the slaughterer suspended, Shmuel's father says that would be okay. So when Shmuel is presented with this question, it would be reasonable on his part to continue that train of thought, that type of answer, and say this should be okay. Omalei k'sheira, just like you said in nitla v'shochat. What about a nitla v'kibel? Also should be okay. Omalei. So his father answered, ishtabashta, you messed up, because when it comes to kabbalah, ein derech sheirus bekach. This is not the way to perform service. In other words, service in the Beis Hamikdash is done while standing, not while being suspended. It might be added that from the point of Kabbalah onwards, Kabbalah and onwards is referred to as Sherus, is referred to as service. In fact, we say that from Kabbalah onwards, you have to have a Kohen. So, since being suspended is considered non-derech Sherus, therefore, it's possible. Continuing with the questions. Tola v'kibel mahu. Let's say the animal was suspended while Kabbalah Saddam was taking place. What should be the din? So once again, if you follow from the halacha just mentioned before, where we saw where the mekabel was suspended, it was posel. If the animal is suspended during Kabbalah, it would stand to reason that should also be posel. So Amar Lei Psulo. Ashmuel said, that's no good. Amar Lei, the father answered, once again, Ishtabashta. Shchito al yerech velo kabbalah al yerech. The insistence on the animal being on the ground, that's only with regard to shchita, not with regard to kabbalah. Omar Abaye, b'kotshe kotshim kulam psulos. With regard to kotshe kotshim, the posuk uses the term al yerech. Al yerech is a posuk, once again, is found in the context of kotshe kotshim. So, with regard to kotshe kotshim, kulam psulos, all of the cases we saw above with the tolo and nitle are posel, bar mi nitle v'shochat. With the exception of the case of where the shochet is suspended over the ground and shechs in that fashion. Bekotshim kalin, kulon ksheros, with regard to the lighter level sanctity sacrifices, all of the scenarios above would be acceptable, bar min nitle v'kibel, with the exception of being suspended with the kohen who is doing the Kabbalah Saddam while suspended. With regard to that, we say, Ein derech sherus bekach. Omar Rava, my shno tolo v'kibel b'kotshim kalim v'kshera. What is unique about tolo v'kibel, where the you suspended the animal while doing the Kabbalah Saddam by kotshim kalim that you say is kosher? The avir pnim kepnim domi. Because the airspace of being in the Azara, of the inside, is considered like being inside. Bekotshe kotshim nami, in the case of tola v'kibel, why not say avir tzofon ketzofon domi? So why did you passel in the case of tola v'kibel? You should say that the airspace of the tzofon is like the tzofon. Elo omar rova. Bein bekotshe kotshim, bein bekotshim kalim, sheros. Regardless of what realm you're talking about, the above cases or scenarios are acceptable, bar min, with the exception of tola v'shochat b'kotshe kotshim, where he suspended the animal for shchita while doing kotshe kotshim. There is a requirement of al yerech hamizbeach, the animal must not be suspended but rather be on the ground. And also this case, nitle v'kibel, where this kohen who was doing Kabbalah Saddam suspended himself bein bekotshe kotshim bein bekotshim kalim, because with regard to that we say ein derech sherus bekach. We've added for your learning convenience, if in order to see the differences in the shitos, we have a little chart on the inside margin that features Avud Shmuel and Abaye and Rova. With regard to Avu Shmuel, there's no breakdown between Kotshe Kotshim Kotshim Kalim, and it can be it can be inferred from Rashi that Avu Shmuel was addressing only the case of Kotshe Kotshim. It's mentioned by Rashi in Dibur Maskil Elam Rava that one should follow Avu Shmuel's approach, and Rava in his statement concerning Kotshe Kotshim parallels the Avuah d'Shmuel completely, and the claim is made that Avuah d'Shmuel did not address the issue of Kotshim Kalim at all. So that if one looks at the chart, one can easily compare the different shitas and see the point of machlokes between them. For example, one could look at Abaye's Kotshe Kotshim, and he'll see that Tola v'Kibel is possible. Whereas Rava's Tola v'Kibel by Kotshe Kotshim is kosher because of what Rava explained, that Avir Tzafon Kitzafon. Continuing in the Gemara, Bominei Rabbi Yirmiyah mi Rabbi Zera, Hu bifnim v'tzitziso b'chutz mahu. Let us say the kohen is inside the azora, and the hair of his head, he has a long piece of hair, and it's outside the azora. What is the din? Omar le, lav amris v'hevim l'ashem ad shetavo kulo lifnim. Did you not cite above the pasuk? We saw this under the Avuah de Shmuel's name, in the case of where the animal was inside and its legs were outside, and it was mentioned that the vehevim l'shem, that it must be completely inside. Hacha nami, so too, with regard to your question of the kohen and his hair being outside, the vo'om el oil muyed, and we learn from that ad shiyavo kulo l'oil muyed, that he the kohen must be completely inside the boundaries, and we will not allow for a case where his hair is outside. The Mishnah, Nosnoi al Gabi Hakevish. We're talking at this point about the Matan Dam, the Zrikas Adam, and it was done on the ramp, or Shelo Keneged Hayesod, where the blood was placed on the Mizbeach at a point that's above the southeastern corner of the Mizbeach. It's at that point that there is no Yesod, there's no base of the Mizbeach. The base of the Mizbeach, which is known as the Yesod, ran around the Mizbeach, around the Mizbeach, we'll say covering three corners. However, the fourth corner, in this case, were specifically the Drom Mizrahi, there at that point there was no Yesod. So if the dam was placed on the Mizbeach at that point, Nosan Esanitnim Lamato Lamalo, or blood of Korbonos that should be below the Chuta Sikra was placed above, was Nizrak above, Esanitnim Lamalo Lamato, or the other way around, blood of Korbonos that should be done above, like a Korban Chatos, and its Zrika Sadam was done below, V'sanitnin b'fnim b'chutz, or the dam, those things that are supposed to be done, for example, the certain Chatois HaPnimius, whose dam is supposed to be done inside the Heichal, and he did the Zrika Sadam outside, V'sanit b'chutz b'fnim, those things that are supposed to be done on the outside Mizbeach are done on the inside. That may include things like the koimitz of a mincha, even. That's offered only on the outside Mizbeach, and he did it on the inside. Posel v'ein boi kores. The korban is unacceptable. We say it's posel. Exactly what degree of psul is there? This will be the subject of a discussion in the Gemara. A few deos on the topic. Does posel mean that the korban is, that the meat is posel, but the bailim receives kapara? Or are we going to say that not only is the meat unfit for eating, but the bailim also does not receive kapara, which means posel mamish, completely posel? Anyway, this will be the subject of a discussion in the Gemara. The ein boi kores means that upon eating the meat that was processed in the way the Mishnah described, if one eats the meat, there won't be any chiyuv kores. This last phrase of Mishnah will be discussed further in the Gemara. As we turn the daf, we see at the top of the Amud a bow tie form with a Roman numeral number 1 to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text as well. This draws our attention to our Nosei Mivneh heading in the outside margin. The bow tie form is used to highlight Machlokes Shmuel v'Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish will appear on the Chof Zayin Omer Aleph. So those of you who have Chof Zayin of Omer Aleph available, you'll notice almost halfway down, Reish Lakish's name appears in this bow tie form. It's interesting to note that Reish Lakish's name is marked with a bow tie and has an additional marking within it, a circle. This will be referred to later in order to draw our attention to an additional machlokas between Reish Lakish and Reb Yochanan that appears a little bit later on Daf Chof Zayin Omer Aleph. But for the time being, let's just focus on the use of the bow tie. So we are saying that this highlights a machlokas between Shmuel and Reish Lakish. Eich b'faresh hodikotoni mishnah seinu posel. How to explain that which the Mishnah ruled concerning these incorrectly applied Zrikas Adam, the result of the of this process being labeled posel. Number one, the Shmuel posul basar, the meat of the korban will be unfit for eating. Avol bailim niskapru, but the owners achieved atonement. The kapora zu novea mikach, the atonement they achieve is a result of the shaloi bim koimu kimakoimu domi, that the incorrect placing of the blood is considered as if it were placed correctly. So we have to say that it's an idea that has certain limitations, that shalo bimkomo is kimakomo with regard to achieving atonement. It's not considered kimakomo with regard to being matir the meat. The Gemara will touch on these fine points as we go on. Continuing, though, in our note, number two, at this point we're featuring Reish Lakish, who will be the subject of the discussion on the next daf. The Reish Lakish on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Ha Dikotani Posel, Hainu Posel Mamish, the Af Habailim Loi Niskapru. It's completely possible that not only is the meat not acceptable, but the owners don't achieve their atonement either. And we point out the afalpi d'shaloi b'mkoymu k'mekomo domi, even though Reish Lakish holds that incorrect positioning is as if it were in the right place. So the question is then, why is it completely possible? V'hainu mishum d'nosan b'amira. The reason that it's completely possible is because when he was doing this matnas dam, this rikas adam, in the incorrect location, even though incorrect location is considered correct, nevertheless he did it with a b'amira, means the omar chutz lizmano. He, for example, he says, I'm doing this matnas dam with the intention of eating the meat outside the right time, namely an incorrect time. So the problem is it's a machshava, it's a matnas dam with a machshava psula. Rabbi Yochanan and Afchov Zayin Amud Aleph, we've featured his shita over here because Rabbi Yochanan relates to Reish Lakish, and we mentioned Reish Lakish because he relates to Shmuel. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan Afchov Zayin Amud Aleph maskim im Reish Lakish the posel de masnisen is mamish. He will agree with Reish Lakish's approach with regard to the definition of posel. However, cholek al hezbero, he has a disagreement with Reish Lakish in terms of explanation. To the Rabbi Yochanan, meduber b'nishosenu shenosan b'shtika. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the psul in our Mishnah concerns a case where the matnas dam was done without a machshava psula. He did it b'shtika, in silence. Mikomokom, the Rabbi Yochanan, notice with regard to Rabbi Yochanan, why is it so puzzle if he didn't have a machshava psula? Because shelo b'mekoymoy lav k'mekoymoy domi. Because Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Reish Lakish on that particular point, namely, how does one define shelo b'mekomo? So we have a rather elaborate sugi here. We go from Shmuel, we call it a hop, skip, and jump. We go from Shmuel to Reish Lakish. Their machlokas is going to be in terms of the definition of psul in the Mishnah. Is it, like, we'll call it partially psul, like Shmuel, or completely psul, like Reish Lakish? Then when we get to Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, their machlokas concerns something else. In other words, they agree that the psul of the Mishnah is mamish, whereas according to Reish Lakish, the psul is a result of the matnas dam bi'amira, with a machshava psula, and with regard to Rabbi Yochanan, it's a function of shelo b'mekomo, lav k'mekoymo idomi. So Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish disagree with regard to how do you look at shelo b'mekomo, is it k'mekomo idomi or not? In truth, Rabbi Yochanan in this sense also is cholek on Shmuel, because Shmuel tells us that shelo b'mekomo is k'mekomo domi, and Rabbi Yochanan holds it's shelo b'mekomo domi. But the way we've marked the Gemara was sort of to pit off Reish Lakish against Shmuel, and then Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish. One will also find it noteworthy that Rashi on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph offers a hesper of what we call a structural notation, which helps to fortify our approach to the limud of Gemara with our markings. Where when Rashi explains on Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Reish Lakish's shita, he immediately says that Reish Lakish, he says on the second line under the Gemara over there, he says Amas Nisin Koi Upolegad Shmuel. He says that Reish Lakish's comment is a comment focused on the Mishnah. Of course, we're dealing with defining what the Mishnah says, puzzle. And he, Reish Lakish, is cholek on Shmuel. With our markings, we have accomplished this by using the bow tie marking to feature Reish Lakish against Shmuel here at the top of Amud Beis. So let us now turn to the Gemara after that rather elaborate introduction. Omar Shmuel, regarding that which the Mishnah says at the end, that if he applies the dam in the incorrect place, Mishnah said, posel, this means posel bosar, that the meat of the korban, whose dam was sprinkled in the wrong location, is unacceptable as far as it being eaten as sacrificial meat. Avol, bailim niskapru. However, the owners receive atonement. My taimo, why is that? Diomakro, the posik says, vani nosativ lochem al hamizbeach lechaper. Kevon shigia dam lemizbeach, and we interpret this posik to tell us that once the dam reaches the mizbeach, niskapru bailim, the bailim receive atonement. The posik says at the end of the quote we saw here, lechaper, that once the dam receives hits the mizbeach, seemingly regardless of what point of the mizbeach it hit, it achieves atonement. Ihochi boser nami, if that be the case, then why is it that the meat is not also allowed for to be consumed? Omakro lichaper. The pasuk uses the word lichaper, and we emphasize lichapora nesativ lo ludover acher. The reaching of the blood to the mizbeach accomplishes atonement only, and not anything else. Almo kosavar. We can conclude from what we've said so far, sheloi bimkoymoi kima koymoi domi, that the incorrect part of the mizbeach is considered correct with regard to this, with regard to achieving kapora. We have a new geometric form. We have a triangle, and we're also going to want to note that there's a little triangle in the space to the immediate left-hand side of the one, and we've noted this as number one. With regard to the flow of this Gemara, we're going to try to accomplish a couple of things with the triangles. It's important to note that there is a 1 over here, and 3 lines from the bottom, you'll see a triangle in the space number 2. Let's look at what we have by way of explanation on the side. We have a featured triangle in the outside margin, and we've entitled this, in parentheses, we've noted Ma'akav. The use of the triangles will be to keep track of a back and forth discussion. With the point facing up, we'll see Kushios, questions. When the triangle is flipped over, Tshuvos. He'ora, a note. Hakushios hamemusporois 1 and 2, the questions that are numbered 1 and 2, hein kushios alhodarma shmuel shalobim koime kimakomodomi. These questions will be focused, what we've labeled 1 and 2, will be focused as challenges to that which Shmuel says, that shalobim koime kimakomodomi. In other words, as a result of these questions, we will bring that very point into question. And you can see with the markings, we've also added there's a double underline that appears a few lines later. You can see it says, V'i salka daitoch shelo bimkomo kimakomo, then lomali, etc. But we've done that double underline here, and you'll see a similar double underline for those of you who have daf chav zayin available, 4 lines from the top. Once again, it says, V'i shelo bimkomo kimakomo dummy, then something needs explanation. So that these two triangles that we've labeled 1 and 2 bring that point into question. Namely, the principle that we've dashed underlined right now, that shelo b'mekomo k'mekomo domi, this will come into question. So let us start the first question with awareness of the fact that this is a long question, and this is also indicated by our long question marking that you'll find to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. There's a kuf with a little triangle around it and a vertical dashed line indicating that all of the lines of Gemara that are opposite this vertical dashed line constitute the question. Tanan be'idoch pirkin. There's a Mishnah in a subsequent parak that says, and it's, you can see that's in a frame, Nosnoi al hakevesh, shelo keneged hayesod,
These are things that we've seen in our mission as well, where the dam was placed on the ramp or at the point of the mizbech, that dam should not be applied in most cases, namely at a point on the mizbech over which there is no yesod, no foundation. As we mentioned, that's the frame at the bottom of the mizbech that runs around three sides of the mizbech, covering three corners of the mizbech. It's more than three sides. Technically speaking, it runs along four sides of the mizbech, but in an incomplete fashion, leaving the southwestern corner of the mizbech without a yesod at that point. So that's what this expression means, shelo keneged yesod. Nosan es hanitnim lemato lemalo, ves hanitnim lemalo lemato, ves hanitnim bifnim bachutz, ves hanitnim bachutz bifnim. All of these are examples we saw in the Mishnah and explained them. Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there is still dam hanefesh, this is the lifeblood of the korban of the animal, which is the blood that's designed or suitable for zrika, then yachzer hakosher v'yikabel, then the acceptable one should do kabbalas adam on the remaining dam and use that. In other words, there's a takona that's provided for over here. We have a source, therefore, that provides a takona, a way to amend things. If, like what Shmuel maintained, or that which we extrapolated from Shmuel's teaching, that the incorrect place is considered correct, why is there any necessity to amend a situation? Is it not so that the Bailim received kapara? So what do you have to do anything further? So why does the source that we just read say that the owner achieved his atonement, finished? And if you suggest the reason for yachzer hakosher v'kabel is lahatir boser b'achila, that even though, as was said above, the owner achieved atonement, nevertheless the meat was not allowed to be consumed, and maybe you will say that the yachzer hakosher v'kabel is an attempt to enable the meat also to be consumed, the Gemara says that's not even a suggestion, because Mi ikom zrika de lo mechaperes v'shaya boser b'chilo. Is there such a thing as a zrika that itself does not provide the atonement? Because in this case, the atonement was already achieved, and this would be a zrika only for matir the boser b'chilo, only for making the meat allowed for consumption. Such a thing doesn't exist. When it comes to zrika, it's a type of all or nothing thing. If it's a zrika that is mechaper, so then it has the potential of enabling the meat to be eaten. But if it's a zrika that doesn't offer kapara, then there's no chance that the zrika could accomplish only allowance of meat. So at this point in the Gemara, what's the issue? It seems that shelo bimakomo is not kimakomo. Because, as we said, if it was kimakomo, there would be no need to try to repair the situation, as the source said, yachzer hakosher v'kabel. The Gemara answers, I diyave kosher hochinami. If at the outset a kohen kosher was the one responsible for applying the dam on the mizbech in the incorrect location, then you're right. There would be no need for, you know, to yachzer v'kabel for an additional kabbalas adam. Here in our source that said that yachzer kosher v'kabel, the Yahave posel, that the one who did the initial dam application in the wrong place was an unqualified kohen, was an unqualified individual, or we'll call it maybe a disqualified individual. So as a result of the original matnas dam being done by a posel, so then we would say, in effect, nothing was accomplished. And as a result of that, then there's room to say, yachzer hakosher v'kabel. However, if the original application was done by a kohen kosher, then there would in fact be no need to yachzer hakosher v'kabel, because the original matnas dam did accomplish something. It accomplished kaporas habaylim.
At this point in the Gemara, we have a bracketed section. The length of the bracketed section, you can see, is indicated by our bracket length indicator, which is noted by a vertical dash dotted line that you see to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara. This carries you down to three lines from the bottom, on which you can see the brackets closes. Right after the brackets, we have a mesve, which represents a second question along the lines of the first question. Namely, we're going to be calling into question the statement made that shelo bimakomo is kimakomo. That from the next question, from the mesve, you see second line from the bottom, three lines from the bottom, this will culminate in a question that you can see at the top of Chof Zayin Amar Aleph, four lines from the top. You see the double underlined expression, V'i shelo bimkomo kimkomo domi, then something needs explanation. So with that, you understand that there will be a second time the Gemara will bring this issue of shelo bimkomo kimkomo into question. But until that point, we have the back and forth discussion of the Gemara continues in the bracketed section. Now, we've noted with a note on the inside margin the role of these brackets, and you can see where the star is. It says, Ke'ora legabi sograim elu. We want to note what the role of these brackets are. Matarosam litzurich hamas umatan besurich shitas shmuel. Ulevoideid shne hakushois she matkifois shitasoi de shalobi mekoimoi kemekoimoi domi. The purpose is to separate the two questions that are raised on Shmuel concerning shalobim koma 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 domi and leave those two questions outside the bracketed section. And within the brackets, there will be a back and forth concerning Shita Shmuel. Besocha sograyim, kayim hamasa hemshech hamasu matan beinyin hatshuva al hakushyo horishoino. Within the brackets, there will be a elaboration, a further discussion concerning the answer that was given to the first question. When what was that answer? Hocha b'mayaskinon diyoviv posel. That's what the Gemara answered with regard to the first question. Let us turn back to the Gemara. We just said that the source that mentioned Yachzer or Kosher v'Kabel, that kosher Kohen should receive the remnant Dam HaNefesh and go over the Matnas Dam and do the Matnas Dam again, do it properly. The Gemara asks, Velehave, this question, by the way, is a four-line question. You can see from the long question note to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text, the circled kuf and the dashed line that follows. The Gemara asks, Velehave dichui, why does the source suggest that there is a takona, there's a way of amending the situation? Why not say that it's been pushed off, that it's dochui, this nan? We have a Tanaic source from which we will infer that if Psulim did the Zrika Saddam, that's it. The situation is a goner. Disnan, the source says, V'chulon shekiblu chutz lizmano. Kulon is a reference to all the Psulim, people that are disqualified from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. If they were makabel the dam with a machshava of chutz lizmano, v'chutz limkomo, or a machshava of eating the meat outside its right place, or doing the Zrikas Adam outside its right place. Im yesh dam hanefesh, yachzor hakosher v'kabel, if there's remaining dam hanefesh, which is, as we said before, the dam designed for Zrikas Adam, the lifeblood of the animal, then if there remains dam hanefesh, then a kosher kohen should come and mekabel that which remains and do the Zrika. And we infer, kiblu in, when is there a chance to repair the situation? to mend the situation. That is, if Kabbalah was done by apostle. However, Zarku lo, if it went so far into the process, the processing of the korban, and reach the point of Zrika, and at that point a posel did the Zrika, that is the point of no return. So you see that if a posel did the Zrika Tzadam, which was in effect the case that we saw above, that was the answer that was given to the case before, we see from here that if a posel did the Zrika Tzadam, that's it, it's a goner, there's no point of return. My time, Mo. Lav mishum davidichoy. Is it not so that the reason that we are inferring this, that zorkulo, is because it's cast away, it's pushed off, it's no longer repairable? Loi mishum deposil b'machshava. The reason that it's irreparable is because the zrikas hadam that we inferred a moment ago, that if zorkulo, it's because the posel did the Zrikas Dam with an incorrect mindset. It's the psul machshava that makes it irreparable. I hachi kabbalah nami. If you're talking about a psul machshava, so it should become rendered invalid at the kabbalah point as well. Why does the source say that if kiblu there's yachzor akosher v'kabel v'oid, and furthermore mi posel machshava? How can you suggest that machshava even ruins anything if you're dealing with a kohen posel? V'yomar Rava, ein machshava moyeles elu b'misha roi lavoda, u'bedover haroi lavoda, u'bemokom haroi lavoda. There are three points that are made here. We need to focus only on the first point for our sukya. Rava says that a incorrect mindset while offering a korban has an effect only if the one who's processing the korban is fit. But if the one processing the korban is unfit, his machshava is of no consequence. So the Gemara answers, loi temo zorku loi eloemo shachtu lo. Don't say that the problem is because psulim did the zrika. Because if psulim did the zrika with a psul machshava, there is a takona. The point at which we say that there is no takona, that's if shachtu lo, if shchita was done incorrectly. If the shchita was done with psul machshava, then we say there's no further takona. So that the diuk that we made above of kiblu in zorku lo is changed to rather kiblu in and shachtu lo. My komash molon the poslo machshava. So what is the source above teaching me that shchita b'machshava psula ruins tanina? We have a source for that already. It's a mishnah that's found later on, and it says that if any of the psulim shechted a person who's disqualified for the subsequent stages of korban processing, namely kabbalah, holocha, and zrika, nevertheless they are acceptable to do shchita. So we can say that a posel for avoda is kosher for doing the shchita, and since he's kosher for doing the shchita, the mishnah says lefikach hein poislin b'machshava. Therefore, their machshava can take effect. So the question is, if that halacha is taught already, so what do I need the teaching above and its inference that shachtu lo that we see here, that if a apostle does shchita b'machshava with a machshava psula, he ruins the sacrifice. Ha komash malon de mikabola v'eilech lo posla machshava. The point of the source above that said kulon shikidlu chutz lezmano is to tell me that from Kabbalah onwards, the machshava of the posel does not take effect, doesn't have an ill effect, doesn't ruin the korban. My time, oh. Why is it that his machshava of the posel has no effect if he's eino roi lavoda? Kedarava, based on Rava's teaching that ein machshava mo elis ela b'misha roi lavoda, that a machshava psula takes effect only if the one who is processing it is is otherwise fit to do the avoda. Meisvei, we noted this as with a triangle and indicated in the space to the side, to the left-hand side, this is number two. Once again, this is going to be a question focused on the issue of shelo b'mekoymoi k'mekoymoi domi or not. Shmuel above said that shelo b'mekomo is considered mekomo. Here we have a source that starts, chishev litein es hanitna l'malo l'mato. If a kohen kosher had the machshava to place the dam on the mizbech at the incorrect spot, or lamato lamalo. Well, it depends. La'alter, if let us say he shechted the korban with the intention of placing the dam, doing the zrikas adam in the incorrect location, today. La'alter means immediately or today. Kosher, that doesn't ruin the korban. That's not considered the standard machsheves pigul. Standard machsheves pigul, which ruins korbanos, is a machshava of chutz lizmano or chutz lemkomo. Here, he didn't have a chutz lizmano machshava because he intended to do the matnas dam, albeit in the wrong location, but today. Chozar v'chishev, if he then had a machshava at a second stage of the avoda of chutz lemkomo, posel v'ein bo kores. Chutz lizmano, pigul v'chayavin olav kores. Since at the first stage the machshava did not ruin the korban, if at a second stage he has now a machshava of chutz lizmano or chutz lemkomo, that will ruin the korban. In other words, he had a machshava of chutz lizmano at a point of at which the korban itself was actually kosher. However, this is another situation. He, let us say, he did the shechita of a korban with the intention of doing the Zrikas Adam at an incorrect location on the Mizbeach tomorrow. Lemochar. Puzzle. If he has the Machshava to do the Matnas Dam at an incorrect location on the Mizbeach tomorrow, that ruins the Korban. It says Puzzle, which will be a word that we'll focus on a moment later. Lemochar is an example of Chutz Lizmano. Chozar v'chishev, if at a second stage he continues with an incorrect machshava bein chutz lizmano bein chutz lemekomo, posel v'ein bo kores. Since the korban has already been ruined, a machshava of chutz lizmano at a second stage doesn't have the ability of making the korban pigul and chayiv kores. The rule being that the chiyuv pigul and chiyuv kores sets in only if otherwise the korban would have been kosher. But since this korban at an earlier stage was already ruined, the pigul and hence chiyuv kores does not set in. But now comes our question, the question that this was brought in for as far as the sukya. If incorrect placement of dam on the mizbech is considered fine, is considered kemekoimoi, so why at the first stage? In other words, Roman numeral number 2, which represents the first stage, let us go over the case. He shechted a korban with the intention of doing zrikas adam at an incorrect spot on the mizbeach tomorrow. In other words, it's a machshava concerning zrikas adam lemochar. And if shelo b'mekomo k'mekomo, even though he had a machshava to do it at an incorrect spot, but if you consider that a correct spot, so why is the korban labeled only posel? Hi, posel, pigul hu. The korban is considered pigul, should have been considered pigul at that point. The Gemara will provide an answer as we go on. You can see the inverted triangle. Omer Mar Zutra, Zrika desharya boser bachila maisi lidei pigul. A zrika that is capable of bringing the meat to a point of allowance to be consumed, that kind of zrika can bring a korban to a pigul level of prohibition, which means a chiyuv kores could set in. Zrika delo sharya boser bachila, a zrika sadam that would not bring the meat to a point of being allowed to be consumed. For example, a zrika sadam at an incorrect part of the mizbeach, which we've already learned is a zrika, but it doesn't allow the meat to be eaten. So that kind of insufficient zrika, lo maisa bot lide pigul, doesn't bring the meat to a pigul stage. Amalei Rav Ashi, le marzu tremenolacha, from where do you know this teaching? This halacha of zrika desharya only as Zrikas Sharia Motzer Bechila brings to Pikul? Dichtiv, the answer is, V'im he'achol yechel mipsar zevach shlomov, Pikul yiyeh. Mi shepigulo goram lo. What is Pigul? Only that whose iser achila comes as a result of the incorrect thought, the incorrect mindset. Yotzozeh, to the exclusion of this case, the zrushalobim koimoi, she'en pigulo goram lo, elo iser dover achir goram lo. It's not the Pigul per se in this case that ruins the korban, but it's the prohibition or the violation of placing the dam at the wrong place that brings it to be posel. Well, if that's the case, I hochi, if suli nami lo lifsal, if this is a zrika delo sharia boser bachila, so it shouldn't be considered posel either. Omar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, midi dehavei amachsheves hinuach valibo de Rabbi Yehuda. This is no less than a case of someone who shechts a korban with the mindset of leaving the blood over till the next day. Leaving it over, in other words, not the machshava that creates pigul, which means you have machshava to sprinkle the dam the next day, but rather a machshavas hinuach, which according to, this is a machlokes tanaim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, that ruins the korban. So that explains why, where if he had a machshava lemochor to do the dam at the incorrect point on the mizbeach, it's posel, because it's like machshavas hinuach, but it's not pigul, because it's a machshava concerning an action that would not have brought the meat to a point of heter al-chila. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.